threw me off.
All right. So when we look at the concept of what? Letting it go. Let me take this thing off my ear. We look at the concept of letting it go. And when we let things go, we get a little lighter. When we let things go, we get a little better. And the truth be told, most of the things that we hold on to really ain't worth holding on to them in the first place. But until we let go, this scripture doesn't mean anything to us. Until we let go, this is just words somebody said. Because we can't rejoice if we got something holding us down, if we got something holding us back, if we got something deterring us from the act of rejoicing. So Psalms 118 and 24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made." This is a command. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But how can we accomplish that if we holding on to what happened to us 10 minutes ago? We holding on to what happened. Most of us is holding on to stuff that happened to us years ago that really don't even amount to anything anymore. You know, to remember why you mad at somebody, to remember that you mad, do you know how much energy that takes? How much of you that you have to put into being mad?
Come on, bitch.
That takes more energy than you just smiling. You just letting go and letting God have his way. To be mad at somebody, to hold on to anger, to hold on to strife, that takes a lot out of us. But also, what does that do to us? It causes us to have anxiety. It causes us to get sick easy. See, because what we don't understand is anger don't just affect our feelings. It affects our emotions, and it affects our body. Because anger is a sin, and anger is a sickness. And when sin and sickness encamps in your body, God can't. God can't dwell there. God does not dwell in an unclean temple.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're holding anger, and if you're holding grudges against somebody, how God gonna live with you? How God gonna walk with you? How you gonna walk with him? How's that possible? How can we do that? Two ingredients can't be in the same bottle. Because one is gonna be stronger than the other. Y'all cooks, y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
One gonna be stronger than the other. So either you're gonna be for God or you're gonna be against God. And God say, hey, I'd rather you be either one, but don't be lukewarm. Because
yeah.
He said, what? I'm going to spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You're unworthy. So he said, this is, in other words, what God tells you. If you're going to go to hell in a handbasket. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to pay for it. But he said, if you're going to serve me, then serve me in spirit and in truth. Serve me with your whole body. And you can't do that holding grudges and being angry. So I'm asking, what does this scripture mean to y'all? Starting with Miss Sarita. You up front, baby. You up front. Yeah, hey, I gotta get Kiara a break. She's still trying to recover.
It means that, you know, God woke us up this morning and we should be grateful for him just waking us up and try to look past, you know, the troubles of this world and try to see the good in it, see that everything that's moving is, you know, is gonna be God's way. You know?
Okay, now I need you to do this for me.
I heard what you said. I need you to make me believe
what you're saying.
What?
Make
me believe that you believe what you just said.
I ain't got me fresh up. Why y'all be doing this to me?
You know how when you said, King, you better get them clothes up, and I mean you better get them clothes up now.
Okay, well, God woke us up this morning. We should be glad in it.
Lord help. You up, Miss Kid. Go ahead and breathe a couple of times. Now you up. Now make us believe. Okay.
See, basically, they both right. I mean, it means that no matter what the mood is, the situation is, take it to God. Let God know your true heart. Let God know what you're feeling. And once you allow Him to know what you're feeling, you pray, talk to God, and then God will turn your misery into a prayer.
Come on.
That
sounds good to me.
That's what God said. He said, and regardless of what it is, in the end result, you got to rejoice because you know that I'm going to work everything out in your favor.
Now, ladies, when I look at it, you know, I look at it and I see so much. Because that means whenever I open up the Bible, it don't have to be on Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just happened to be Sunday, the day that we read it.
Yeah.
But every day is a day He made.
Yeah.
Think about it. And in that day, He made it special for me. But He didn't just make it special for me. He also made it special for you. See, right there, that's rejoicing right there. When you think about He made this day, and when He made this day, He took out time to make sure that this day was going to be special for me. He took time out to make sure it was going to be special for me. Think about this. Now, you was going to face some hardships, and you was going to face some low times and some low moments, but at the end of the day, He made it special for you.
Oh, come on. I hear that, man.
This is the day who made?
The Lord.
My dad.
Come on.
My father. The one who loved me when I couldn't love myself. The one that looked beyond my faults and saw all my needs.
Yes.
My daddy made this day, and He made it special for me. Then the other thing He told me is, I don't want to hear you complaining in this day. I don't want to hear you crying in this day. I don't want to hear you moping and moaning in this day. But if I made it, you ought to be able to rejoice in it because I made it special for you.
Huh?
Right.
I made it special for you.
Yes, sir.
He said, not only do I want you to rejoice, but be glad.
Yeah,
happy now. Huh? Knowing that if I brought you to it, I'm gonna bring you through.
Yes, sir.
Knowing that your enemies are gonna turn into your footstool. Knowing that what you're going through right now is just helping you be stronger. I need you to be glad about it.
Come on.
What? I need you to be glad about it. So now, when you look at the scripture, what is it saying to you?
Why you keep doing it to me? It still says the same, but I need to be glad in everything. And I need to rejoice in the tests and trials because,
come on.
I said, at the end of the day,
come on.
For his glory.
Come on.
In my best.
All right, walk it out.
Be glad in it. Be glad in it in spite of it all. No matter what.
That's it. That's it. In spite of it all. No matter what you're going through. No matter how it looks. See, I'm going to walk on my sermon. We have a tendency to look at that day, and the only thing we can pull out of it is the bad we went through. Not understanding that you went through it. So what does that mean? You overcame it.
Yeah.
It didn't break you. It didn't take you out. But you still walking. You still talking. And because of that, you need to be glad in it and have a praise in your belly. Huh? Think about today. Think about yesterday. How many people took their lives on yesterday? But you still here. Huh? How many people lost their mind on yesterday, but you still got yours? Huh? How many people fell victim to their problems, to their situation, but you still marching? When you look at it, see, the scripture, it speaks and it comes to life if you let it.
Yeah.
He said, this is the living bread. And if the bread is living, when you eat of it, you're going to die. But it's nourishment. It gives you that strength to run on a little while longer. See, that's the problem. We don't eat the word. We just read it. But it's when you eat it that it takes on life. It takes on life. And then you look at your situations and you say to yourself, well, why was I stressing? Why was I tripping? When my daddy had already vindicated me. When my daddy, look. Listen to this. I don't even know y'all, you know, remember we used to look at that movie. See, Patterson know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't play like y'all, you know?
Yes, I didn't
move you. So I had to talk to people who, remember we used to look at Back to the Future? They were going back and trying to change things for the better. But see, back in the future, he already paid the cost. He already paid the price. He already died. He already suffered. So I didn't have to go through it. So when you understand all that, and then you look at the scripture and say, this is the day. Huh? Saying, don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. Don't wait till next year. But today. I need you to rejoice and be glad. I need you to stand 10 toes down.
Yeah.
And understand that I love you in spite of what you're going through.
Yeah.
I love you in spite of what it looks like. I love you even though everybody said you wouldn't amount to nothing. I need you to stand 10 toes down and understand that I brought you to it and I'm going to bring you through it.
Come on, sir.
This is the day.
This is.
Right now, this moment. We keep looking for that, for the right song, and we keep looking for the right scripture and the right time, the right clothes and the right hairdo. He said it's right now. gonna get you there. Huh? No special song gonna get you there. But the fact that you ate on it and it nourished you, and now you understand that my daddy loves me. He keeps showing it over and over again. Now I'm gonna tell you something else. You know what you did on yesterday. You know what you did on last week. You know those things you did that wasn't of God. You know. You should be dead and in jail. But in spite of that, he woke you up this morning.
Yes, sir.
In spite of that, he started you on your way. In spite of what you did, in spite of how you acted, in spite of you not praising him and not worshiping him, he still gave you, this is the day. Right here, right now. This is the day. If we could ever just understand it, if we could ever just grasp that for ourselves, it's right now. It's right now. Right now. But now, we keep bringing the molehills in our lives.
Yeah.
We keep bringing that trash in our lives. Y'all know what a situation is? Can anybody tell me what a situation is? Situation just something that ain't been worked out yet. That's all it is. It's just, look, Kiara say, ooh, he's gonna call my name. A situation is just something that ain't been worked out just yet. So if you understand what it is, then you know that it can be worked out.
Right.
It will be worked out. You just got to hold firm. That's we don't know how to hold on. That's what I don't get. Tell me this. And I'm going to have to pick on y'all as women. Y'all hold on to that guy that you knew he wasn't no good. You knew he wasn't no good. You, listen, your mama told you, your sister told you, his sister told you, his mama told you. And if you listen to him, guess what? But you keep holding on to him. Eyes swole up, lip bloody, but you keep saying he loved me. But he loved me. And you telling everybody else you ran into the doorknob. Huh? And you hold on to him when he's worthless. But the minute we get a chance to let God go, we don't hesitate. We don't hesitate. Yeah, Lord, you said you was gonna bless me, and you didn't bless me today when I asked for the blessing, so. But you've been asking him for an engagement ring for 10 years and still ain't got it. But you're holding on to him. You're holding on to him. Huh? And ain't even took the time out to look at God's track record. Huh? You 30 years old. And for 30 years, guess what? He's been waking you up. Guess what? For 30 years, he's been taking care of your needs. For 30 years, he's been providing for you. For 30 years, he ain't ever left your side. You left his. But we'll throw him in the trash real quick. Huh? Little man can't even eat his Frosted Flakes because dude done ate all his Frosted Flakes up. Yeah. But you still ain't threw him in the trash. even pay attention that when you got him, he was standing by the trash. Huh? You I ain't talking about a literal trash can, but if you just checked all his friends,
come on, son.
Check their demeanor and how they carried themselves. Huh? You ever heard that said, birds of a feather flock together?
Yeah.
Huh? Trash hang with trash. But them good men, the ones that's trying to do something. You don't want to mess with him, cause he ain't partying with you, huh? Cause he ain't take you down the street and bullets whizzing by your head. But y'all like that guy with that danger. But God say, I was right there in the car with you when you was going through. I was right there when you was crying. Yeah. I was the one that was hugging you and holding you and keeping you and making you safe. And I brought you to what? This day, this moment, this point in time. And all I ask for you to do is what? Worship. Praise. What? Why is it so hard for us? Why is worship and praise so hard for us?
I think we allow our problems to overtake us and then, weigh us down.
Dream.
Yeah, like what she said, perspective and mindset, it really means like real perspective and having people be blessed.
That I'm fascinated.
The reason is because these are the thoughts of time where everybody else is feeling how they perceive us while we're praising.
Lazy. I like passions the most. Most of us, when we're in church, we worry about what people are going to say about us. We worry about how they're going to look at us. Let me tell you something. Everybody in here struggling with something. Everybody in here going through something. Everybody in here dealing with something. Some of us cry about it. Some of us laugh our way through it. Some of us put up a facade.
Yeah. Amen.
But the ones that make it through it is the ones that understand the scripture. Those are the ones that make it through it. Unscathed. Our rest of us, we just faking it till we make it. We just fake it. We fake it. Do y'all know what pure praise is? Huh? Do you know, that's just letting go. That's not worrying about who's in the building. Not worrying about how you gonna look. That if you get up and your hair gonna be messed up. Mm-hmm. If your makeup gonna be messed up. But pure praise is understanding that you brought me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. You brought me. And because of that, I got to give you everything that's in me. I got to give you everything I got. I don't care what I look like to them. I don't care what they're saying about me. But I know if I give this to you, you gonna give to me. And see, that's what I like about God. Mm-hmm. He exchanges with you. Huh? You ain't gonna just praise him just to be praising him. Y'all know how y'all praise people just to praise them? And you never get nothing from it? But when you praise God, God blesses you in the midst of your praise. Not he'll check and see that the words that you said about him was all good. He ain't gonna wait till the end, but he gonna bless you while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. See, people gotta check your words. But God know your heart. Mm. He know your heart. He said, this day, this moment, right now. I want y'all to really think about that. Because most people read into that Sunday. Mm-hmm. Most people read in that Sunday. But now, Monday is the day. Mm. Tuesday is the day. Wednesday is the day. Thursday is the day. Friday, Saturday is the day. He said, you ought to be glad and rejoice in it. Man, D, guess what? We took somebody who didn't get to see this day. But we was escorting them to the funeral grounds. And I guarantee you, if they could do it all over again, they praise him right now. Huh? Come on. We keep thinking we get do-overs. Tomorrow is promised to who? Choose you. Oh, they kind of mind over there, don't they?
Yeah.
Y'all know how we do it. My wife, she said, Lord, I wish I would have came here. My wife, John, your sister, when she gets her clothes out for tomorrow, she dances. And iron her clothes, and I like, pretty excited about them clothes. Yeah, I'm gonna wear this tomorrow. And yeah, that this don't quite meet with this. And then she started putting on clothes, and she be like, how this look? I ain't falling for that trick. It all look good, baby. But she did. But just think about it. She dancing. What if she don't get to see that day? But she's rejoicing. He said, rejoice right now, in this moment, in this time, because it might not come again.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Y'all say, what am I talking about? Where everybody is on the same accord, where everybody got one mindset, that for God I will live and for God I will die. When everybody understand he didn't have to do it, but he let them take him to Calvary's Hill. He let them put nails in his hand. He let them pierce him in the side. He hung his head and died.
Yeah.
And he did it all for me.
Yeah.
And think about this. You wouldn't even thought of yet. Now that's cold. You wouldn't even thought of yet. Your mom and daddy wouldn't even thought of yet.
Right.
Remember I said, today, we ain't even understood it yet. But he made it special for you. He made it special for me. So he had already peered off into your future. He already seen you at this day, at this point. And you was gonna be faced with a choice to be happy or to let your problems consume you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Because it might not come around again. It might not happen again. So in this moment, in this point, huh?
D, that Mexican cat. Play that song.
He know who I'm talking about. Did that sound wrong to y'all? The Hispanic guy? So I'm gonna give y'all a moment right now to understand this is the day.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
rejoice in it, and be glad.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fortress in the fight, time after time.
I dare you to let go and let God have His way. I dare you to just praise Him right now.
And what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough.
If you can fix your situation, it'll already be fixed.
So I trust in God, my Savior.
So since you couldn't fix it, give it to Him. Situations, but then when you praise me this day, when you choose me this day, when you tell the world that you love me this day,
perfect submission,
submit,
and all is
Yeah.
This is the day that I'm going to serve God in spirit and in truth. This is the day He made so that I can rejoice. He woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. This is the day. This is the day. I'm going to stop doing everything I've been doing that's not like Him. This is the day that I surrender my will to Your will. This is the day. Though they slay me, yet will I trust in it. This is the day, this moment, this time, right now. Right now. Right now. I plead the blood of Jesus. Right now. I plead His grace right now. Right now. You kept me in the midst of my foolishness. You kept me in my sharpness. You kept me where I wanted to get to. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day, this moment. Understand that tomorrow is promised to no man. Today is the day. This is the moment. This is the time. Right now. Right now. Right now, Sister Tasha Craig. Right now.
already done.
Mm-hmm.